Nice to have you with us. 21 past 8. Michael Felgate not too far away on Racing Pulse. And then Gareth Hall on RSN Central. Still to come on RSN 927 on this Wednesday morning Geelong Cup Day. But we are keeping an eye on what's building for the summer of cricket. And we know Tony Dottermade was a world-class player. We know he's a world-class administrator. By God, we hope he's a world-class test selector and national selector for Australia, because that's the job he's got at the moment. He joins us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, all. Thanks for having me on.
Good on you. Great to have you with us. Congratulations on the appointment as the national selector for the Australian cricket team. Is it something that you ever thought you would find yourself doing?
Oh, no, look, really, I didn't at all. It was really a case of, you know, out the blue, I hadn't given it much consideration for the last couple of years. Since stepping away from Cricket Vic, who's now, of course, recruited much better talent than I, with Sherelle there. But no, after having a bit of a break away, you know, I was just picked up a project and I've been working with Hockey Australia, which has been really good. But no, I knew that Trevor had stepped down and wasn't renewing the contract, but didn't give it much thought, and I was just made aware of the recruitment that was coming up, and had a bit of a look at the PD, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought that, I have some good experience and skills that might be able to fit this brief. So with no expectation at all, I put my hat in the ring, and as we went further in the process, got more and more excited about it. So really nice to be in at the heart of Australian cricket and can't wait to start.
So, Tony, what did you do so well in that application process? Because I applied for the job as well, and I didn't get through to the next stage. So what can I do differently next time? Probably play for Australia like you?
I believe there's about 11,437,000 applications for the role. But, we're all, and that's one of the great things about our sport and this team, that there is so much passion and so much interest in the team and in the selection in particular. Everyone, it's a summer sport, isn't it? Standing around and speculating who might be in and out. So it's a great that's great for the sport. It's also a great responsibility. Hopefully I've got some skills and certainly remember the playing days really well and how hard it was being a player and with the ups and downs of form and all the rest of it. So it's very much an imperfect science, but can't wait to get involved and see if I can help George and JL and the rest of the team at Cricket Australia.
Well, I was just going to mention George and Justin Langer. So George Bailey and Justin Langer, the other selectors, who, of course, you'll be jumping in with. George Bailey, I think you would have spent some time with at his time at the Stars, but what do you think that is going to be like, jumping in and pretty quickly having to build up a good working relationship with them?
Thanks, Sherelle. Yeah, look, I'm really confident. I did get to meet George a bit in his time at the Stars, and also with being captain of Tasmania, I always made a point when I was CEO there of doing the post-match reports during Shield games, etc., just so I was in touch with what was happening with the players and in the dressing room. So George struck me then as a really personable guy, very astute, obviously with his own experience. And Justin, I've known for some time. I was actually, our paths have crossed a number of times over the journey. Our playing careers intersected a bit, and I was actually 12th man for Australia in that first test, the famous test in Adelaide Oval against the West Indies when he made his debut. So our paths have crossed, and I know him reasonably well, and love his passion. So I'm really confident that we'll be able to get a good chemistry going first up, and have those good, robust conversations, challenge each other, etc., but hopefully pull it all together and make some good decisions.
Well, make some good decisions, but some difficult decisions, no doubt, always in that position. And it's probably not helped by the fact that the New South Wales and Victorian sides aren't going to be playing much. It sounds like we've got some games locked in New South Wales and Victoria, but how much of an impact does that have, do you think, on your decision-making without them really being able to be playing as much before the Ashes as they would normally be?
Yes, it is the challenge, Sherelle, isn't it? I mean, all sports have been marked around. There's somewhat scheduling difficulties, and certainly not ideal. What you'd love to have is that initial schedule where everyone was pretty much playing four or five games each before the first test. So that's unlikely to happen now. I do believe, though, that we're very, very close if if not confirmed now, of having a series of games, two or three games, of Victoria and New South Wales playing. So it'd be great for those players to get some, get a chance to get some runs and wickets on the board. It's great to see in the other games, actually, that players now are putting their hand up. And I certainly remember my days when whenever there was an Ashes tour on the horizon, it just went up a step in terms of steel cricket. Everyone really wanted to put their credentials forward, and it's great to see that happening around the country now.
Well, we did actually just speak to Mark Steckety on the back of his TENFA for Queensland, and he did ask us to put in a good word for him.
Oh, look, he's a terrific young talent, but yeah, he's been around a little while now, and that was a really impressive performance there too. And I think Australian cricket's always been great when there's been a good stable of quiffs, particularly, and bowlers generally. As a selector, you don't want an easy job. You want to have guys putting their hand up and having real competition for places. And so that was a great performance from him. But there's been a number in this early few games as well. I'm looking forward to getting all of the information and really sitting down with George and JL and having those conversations and getting the feet under the desk. But I won't be for a couple of weeks yet, but I can't wait.
Further to that, Tony, and Tony Donohoe has joined us, National Selector for Cricket, on the Breakfast Club this morning. Further to that, are you excited about the depth of the next generation of Australian cricketers, international cricketers coming through, do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got some amazing talent here. We've got some players, already in the team, world-class players that have done their stuff over a long period of time, and it goes, arguably could be in our best ever players, and we've got some terrific talent coming through, and that's really healthy. But until those players come up and experience international cricket, it's been, I think, that during the course of events, certainly in my time and since, that it's a huge step up from domestic cricket to international cricket, and often there's a case of coming in, having a taste, and then going away, refining the game, and coming back and having a really substantial career. So I think there's tremendous talent around the traps as well, and it's that blend of experience and talent coming through hopefully augurs really well for not just the Ashes series coming up, but the medium to long term.
That'd be nice. That'd be very, very nice.
Yeah, just one more, Tony. Just have you got a particular philosophy or a couple of philosophies that you're going to bring, whether it be, the all-rounder at six, or whether it be making sure you're playing a spinner, or, keeping faith with guys perhaps a bit longer than other selectors would, or is it just very much everything on its own merits?
Oh, look, I've taken a view that's no real preconceived ideas. Clearly there are plans in terms of the teams now that are in place, and I'm really looking forward to getting into the nitty gritty with George and Justin and the rest of the team at Cricket Australia, and in fact around the Australian Cricket High Performance Network, and really understanding those. So now I think it's important to come in with some fresh eyes, and in that sense, perhaps with a great experience, a long experience in cricket, but also those couple of years a little bit further away will really help come in with those fresh eyes and just see things slightly differently.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with the role, Tony. You've done great things for Australian cricket as a player and administrator, and now hopefully as a selector as well. One thing is for sure, you'll certainly be getting some feedback.
It's already started, I can assure you. And I don't expect that to stop, but as I said before, that's great. Really appreciate it. Thanks for the support.
Good luck for a big summer. Tony Dodemaid, Australian National Selector, with us from the world of cricket with the Ashes around the corner. There's no better time to jump into the fire than in the Ashes campaign. So good luck to him and to George and to JL as well as part of the build-up to the Ashes campaign. Hey, Smack, you're getting a lot of love from people that we speak to, Andy Harper, Tony Dodemaid, like anyone we speak to just loves you, as do we.
Question.
What was that again?
What a great question.
That's what it was. Question. It's a real highlight for the show today.